This is the 1971 Firebird Esprit, announcing the new Pinto three-door runabout. There's hardly a car made today that exudes elegance like the Jaguar XJ.
This is Drive Time with Vinny Ricchici.
On this edition of Drive Time, it's a ride in Volkswagen's all-new for 2012 Beetle. It seems like VW is trying as hard as they can to man up the bug, and actually, they do a pretty good job of it as long as you opt for the more powerful turbo version. Outside, the Beetle has been muscled up, gone are the arcs and roundness replaced by a body that looks flatter, leaner, meaner, almost like customizer's Ed Big Daddy Roth or George Barris got a hold of it. It still retains the original idea, but goes off on a nice tangent that is attractive. Inside, the long dash space and flower vase is gone, replaced with color-keyed panels and a more pronounced gauge set, again, looking more masculine. Nice space and comfort in the front seats, but only seating for two in the back. That triple gauge set is easy to read, controls easily accessible, and the flat-bottom steering wheel gives the Beetle a sporty flair that you feel every time you get in the car. The Fender sound system that's optional is a hit and as good as a system as you are going to get in an under $30,000 car. It rocks. Under its skin, the Beetle shares a lot of components with the Jetta, using the 5-cylinder 170-horse engine and suspension components as a base. But I can't wait to get my hands on the smoking turbo version that supposedly has neck-snapping torque. The GLI turbo I drove a few weeks ago is one of my favorites of the year. The stock Beetle is adequate, but far from fun to drive. Nice to look at, but I kept wanting more out of it. I'm sure I'd get that with the turbo package. Handling was much more solid than its predecessor, and steering, while light, had a good road feel. Maybe it was the wheel, I don't know. The Beetle, I thought, engaged you while not being too much of a sports car. Very nice road car. Price-wise, you can go for that $18,995 manual coupe all the way up through several trim levels that top out with a 2.0 turbo sunroof version with the Tiptronic paddle shifters and Fender sound system for just north of $29,000. Mileage comes in at 22 city, 30 highway. Even cooler is that a TDI diesel version is on the way, should be here sometime in 2012. The crash ratings are pretty good at 4 stars frontal, rollover and overall, and 5 stars side. All in all, a pretty safe vehicle. You know, there was a time when the bug was good, economical, bare-bones transportation for the flower power generation. A simple, good, reliable car that had the hottest heater in the automotive world. Well, they fixed the heater, fancied up the seats and interior, moved the motor to the front and added a cylinder, and really came up with a car that is still good, solid, fun transportation, but now for the iPad generation. And that, my friend, means it stands the test of time. For an archive of my reviews, go to KDKA Radio/Drive Time. That's another edition of Drive Time. I'm Vinny Ricchici, News Radio 1020, KDKA.